T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan is back with us here to talk about where things stand as the special session at the Virginia General Assembly continues. And this story that Gary covered just there in his newscast, where, am I right about Governor Northam kind of taking your bill, which I believe was designed to give autonomy to school districts to make good decisions for their students, and he's using the language of the bill to blame you and Republicans for remasking? I mean, that's my read on it. You think that's correct?
I think that's very much my interpretation. I believe the governor wants a mask mandate, but he is unwilling to make the call himself. So he has found an indirect way where he can claim it's somebody else's decision, so that he can, you know. But it's really a shocking, in my opinion, disruption, malfeasance of leadership. several weeks ago, he told school divisions, you may decide for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Many of them decided. And then Thursday, he drops the bomb that this law may be a problem for them and they should check with their legal counsel. So here kids are literally returning to school in some districts or about to return to school, and all of a sudden this is a mired down legal issue. Yeah. What does it say? And I know exactly I know the intent of the bill. I know what the language says. Mm-hmm. And the language was designed to be permissible. And the whole reason that bill had to be carried is because 1 year ago, the governor misdirected school districts once before. And he published VDH guidelines of mitigation, which they had to comply with 100%. And they had to superimpose those on the CDC and comply with all of the above. And the school districts threw up their hands and said, we can't do that. Yeah. We cannot offer in person and mitigate. So the bill came out and said, you will open schools 5 days a week in person, defined all of that, and then said, mitigate to your best ability. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the mitigation was flexible because there was no danger greater to our children than not being in school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the guidelines on the CDC with COVID-19 are maybe a little rash, but I think people are desperate to find something to do. And, you know, this COVID, this Delta variant is much more contagious. Kids are positive. But again, we're tracking hospitalizations and deaths, and thank God they remain incredibly low. Mm-hmm. Hospitalizations are up a little bit, but deaths are low. And so, you know, the bottom line is, I think the conversation we should be having is parents, teachers, this is what the CDC guidelines say. Maybe we should think about doing this for a month, but we understand that some of your kids can't see or have anxiety or can't learn. And really, in-person is the most important. So let's work together, not under a mandate, but in a collaboration. Mm-hmm. Let's have kind of a community agreement where we figure this out together and do what's best for our children.
See,
but
I
mandates
thought it was,
are not that.
I thought it was all politics last year, or maybe largely politics last year. I thought it was largely politics last year. And then this thing where you send the superintendent for public instruction out to talk about, I mean, basically a veiled threat If you don't do this, I don't know, you're probably going to get sued. Well, when you have a government entity, a government leader saying that, I can imagine the attorneys are salivating. Oh, wow, you just gave us, you just gave us carte blanche to go after these school districts and sue the hell out of them and try to get a lot of money out of them and cause trouble instead of trying to bring bring formality to the process to try to avoid lawsuits and try to avoid conflict and confusion. It was really, I thought, reckless and irresponsible to do that and a kind of a backhanded political way of manipulating people.
I agree. And what's more is that he has the full weight of the entire state government behind him. Mm-hmm. Attorney General's office, every agency, both legislatures. So he doesn't reach out to the superintendents of our schools, his valued partners in ensuring our kids are safe this year. He holds a press conference. He doesn't send a letter. He doesn't tell them, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, hey guys, this is where the permissibility is. We've looked at the law. How is this facilitative? How is this your eye on the ball? Look out for the kids. I can't help but feel this is a political game, especially when it comes out in a press conference.
Yeah.
And so it's not what we need. It's not what Virginia deserves. It's exhausting. And it's very demoralizing.
Yeah. I can't go without asking you what your take is on these stories that I got this weekend from people who are saying they're being fired for not taking the vaccine or refusing to turn over a vaccine card to their employers.
Wow.
And I think it was hypothetical a year ago when Jeff Katz and I were talking about it, and everybody said, oh, you horrible radio talk show host, you're crazy and you're fear mongers and you're just trying to get ratings. And here we are. People are really being terminated after 10, 15, 20 years of employment because they refuse to do what they're being told when it comes to their personal health. Do you have a thought on what to do next for them?
I spent some time reading on this. I mean, I have to say, I just don't see how this is in the best interest of the businesses or the economy. And I have not had a chance to keep up this weekend. As you can hear, I'm still trying to recover from this cold, and it was a heck of a week last week. Mm-hmm. I will read on that. But what I have been reading on is the passive immunity that you have if you've had the virus.
Yeah.
And in no way, shape, or form do I feel that we are crafting a community safety policy when we don't look comprehensively at the idea that we could have herd immunity between passive immunity, which seems in the latest studies that are coming out to be quite good, and vaccination. And I will have to read on those individuals being fired, but I think that is, I hope there's backlash for the business. I hope there's accountability.
It's got to be. And we got to find some attorneys.
I think that's what we have to do.
This.
Yeah, really do, because they should be able to stay and have exceptions.
You've got a busy week ahead, too, and I know you're still recovering, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, feel better, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
I'm on the mend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.